Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Kids Alive, words that children must learn to navigate their world and to thrive in the world in which they live and progress in the world in which they live and interact with those in the world in which they live. Words are important to children because words determine their behavior patterns to a large degree. The words that they hear, the words they hear from adults, the words that they formulate themselves, the words that they hear from their peers have tremendous power and influence over a child's behavior pattern, value system, moral system development, and how they look at life, the relative honesty and integrity they have as they look at life and interact with the world in which they live. Words are powerful, and we connect with each other through words. We learn through words. We advance through our vocabulary and our words. Now, this is part 8 in a 10-part series, and we're looking at different words. And today, I have a very important word for us to learn. We've looked at the word truth. We looked at the word know. We've looked at the word wait. We've looked at many different words that children need to learn and need to feel comfortable with and utilize in their vocabulary and their speaking and their writing so that it's just part of their life. Not the spelling of words. It's not the way in which a word is used, but it's the meaning of the word for the individual, what it means to them and what it allows a child to do and how a child behaves based upon the vocabulary that they have learned at different points in time in their life. So the important word today that I'd like us to understand and to learn and to teach our children is the word thrive. Thrive. Now, thrive means to be healthy. We're healthy as we thrive or as we improve our daily health patterns. We thrive physically. Thrive, we grow by it. We grow in our experiences and our knowledge base and our social relationship. Thrive helps us have a purpose in life and to be goal-oriented and to achieve goals in life. Thrive means that we're successful. We're on a success path. We're doing well. We're achieving. We're accomplishing. We're moving forward. That's what thrive really means. So if you ask a child, how's he doing? And if he says, well, I'm thriving, the child's aware that the child is in a positive path of life. So we want children to understand that word thrive because we want them to thrive. We want them to use the word thrive as a goal or as an objective so that they can live their life on the basis of thriving, not just getting along, not just kind of putting up with time, not just going along with the flow and going along with everybody else and going along with a peer group. Thrive means you live above the line. You live above the line of mediocrity. You live above the line of just average. And you move into the direction of above average, success, achievement. Today we look at words as well in situations in which we thrive. The other words that kind of support the word thrive is like the word success or the word you're doing well or you're doing very well, I'm proud of you. That means I notice that you're thriving. It's a compliment. It's an approval kind of remark. And we know that if we make those kind of remarks, that child is thriving. And we want the child to know that. We want the child to understand that they're thriving. And we compliment them in a variety of ways for their achievement and for their orientation towards being better and being good and being wise and being thoughtful and being considerate of other people. Thrive in a lot of different ways, physically, socially, intellectually, morally, spiritually, and so on. Thrive, thrive. That's what we want our kids to do. We want our kids to understand that word. Understand what it is to thrive and to work on thriving in their own personal life. We want kids to notice that they did better today than they did yesterday, and they can do better tomorrow. We want kids to know that you, as a parent, did better yesterday than you did the day before that, or you did better today than you did yesterday, and you're going to do better even tomorrow. We want kids to know that you're in a thriving pattern as well as a parent, and we want them to be aware that you notice their thriving or the lack of it and challenge them to be thriving kids. That's what we want. Thriving kids in our home. Thriving kids in our classrooms. Thriving kids in our neighborhood. Thriving kids in our church. Thriving kids in our youth group. Thriving kids at peers and friendships of our own kids. We want them to be with kids who are thriving because then we know they'll thrive as well. Birds of a feather flock together. You know how that is. So tonight around the table, or tonight before bed, or if you're going to take a drive somewhere, talk about the idea of thriving. Ask the child to tell you how they experienced the idea of thriving today, what they did that they noticed that they were thriving. Have them talk about it. Have them express it. Make thriving a word that is introduced and that is exchanged and utilized in the activities between parent and child. So just let that idea of thriving take over and be part of life every day. Tell your kids how you thrive today, what you did that was a sign of thriving as a parent, how you did better today and how you're going to do better tomorrow. And then we build on this idea of thriving. It's a daily kind of an experience. So here's a little activity you can do as you kind of work on this idea of thriving. Tell your kid this little statement. Good kids thrive like a green leaf. Give them a kind of an object lesson. Get out a green leaf and show them how that green leaf has just been living and living and getting bigger and getting stronger and standing the winds and the rain and everything that comes their way. Good kids thrive like a green leaf. Get that idea into a kid's head because we want them to have an image of it and a kind of an example of thriving, and a green leaf is just that, okay? But here's an activity. It's just a little fun time that you can do as a family. And the whole family gets together and does this, by the way. Each family member has a piece of paper. Each family member has crayons, pencils, and colored pencils, and whatever. And each of them draw a plant. Each member of the family draw a plant, but a plant that is thriving. Get the idea that plants thrive. So draw a plant that is in the thriving process. Let us see what it looks like. What color, what shape, what design would you draw a plant that is thriving? And that would help you develop that for your kids so that they can see the idea of thriving in their life as plants thrive and as a green leaf thrives, okay? Nice to have you with me today as we looked at the idea of thriving as part number 8 in our 10-point series of words, Kids to Grow By, and words of Kids Alive, and words that mean a lot to kids if we just teach them the right words and the right use of words and let words then influence them. Now, here's just an idea. If you're in therapy, pick out a topic, an issue that you're talking about, and go into the archives of the podcast that I have. We have about 200 podcasts in our archives. Pick a topic and listen to it. Make it part of your therapy program. And if you aren't going to therapy right now for some reason, then listen to a couple of podcasts on the topic in which you are struggling and dealing with in therapy. If it's anxiety, there's a lot of podcasts on anxiety. If it's depression, there's a lot of podcasts on depression. If it's your parenting, if it's your communication style or whatever, there are a lot of topics accordingly. If you're an addicted person into alcohol or drugs or whatever, there's a lot of programs in that area as well. Take an issue, take a topic, and then go into my archives and pick out a few podcasts and listen to them over the course of the weekend or the next week so that you can thrive more than you are currently by the use of the podcasts that we've done over the last couple of years. So they're there for you. Make use of them and make it part of your therapy program. Anyway, nice to be with me. Remember my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com. And that's where you can get this book, Kids Alive. And might be a good book for you to read it as a parent and build your own parenting skills around this particular book that we're using. So bye for now.